Well, for me, and perhaps for some of you, it's hard to read passages about dreams in Scripture without thinking of the St. Matthew's mission statement, which some of you may know and some of you may not, but it is, we are a faith community sent by God to pursue God's hopes and dreams for the Southwest, D.C., and the world. And I just love this mission statement because it's the only church mission statement I've come across that has the word dreams in it. And dreams are just so important. They're so important for our imaginations, for our spirituality, for our hope for the future, to have dreams for the future. And in Scripture, God speaks to us in so many different ways. He speaks in the great whirlwind to Job, in a whisper to Elijah, in the stern voice of a parent to Adam and Eve, and the soft voice of the beloved in the Song of Songs. And here we hear God speaking through messengers and through dreams. Our hopes and dreams, when grounded in faith, help us to see the ways that God is bringing in the kingdom right here and now, this very day. In Joseph's dream, the angel gives two names for Mary's child: Jesus, which means God saves, and Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew opens his gospel with the assurance that the hopes and dreams of God's people will be met with one who saves and is present to his people, who will walk alongside them, heal them, and give them new and abundant life. In the baby whose name shall be Emmanuel, God has drawn near to humanity in familiarity, in intimacy, and even with identity. God has become human, entering into our world and our very existence. And the message that God has brought: I am here, you are loved, you are saved. And likewise, when the Gospel of Matthew draws to a close, Jesus says to his disciples, I am with you until the end of the ages. So even as the gospel ends, the message has not changed. I am here, I love you, and you are saved. This next year, we will be reading through Matthew's gospel, and we'll hear week by week God's continued presence with us through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Stories of being loved, of being saved, of God saying, do not be afraid, I am here. And this week we hear of God's presence to Joseph, a faithful man in a hard situation. And as we've been doing throughout the season of Advent, we have some lovely artwork to accompany our readings. And so if you didn't get a chance to, or you want to look now, you can look at the beginning of your bulletin cover to this piece of artwork by the Reverend Liesl Gwen Geraghty, and it's called The Courageous Choice. And it's inspired by today's reading. It's silk painting with digital drawing and collage. And this is what Pastor Geraghty writes about her artwork. When Joseph learns that his engagement has turned into a scandal, he decides to dismiss Mary quietly. And while this choice may seem like the compassionate one, it is also a passive choice, one with little cost to Joseph, but great consequences for Mary. As an unmarried mother, she and her child would have been incredibly vulnerable, shunned by society, perhaps cut off from family, support, and resources. This choice means that Joseph's reputation remains unharmed, while pregnant Mary will live on with mounting shame and threats cast upon her. While Joseph is thinking about all this, perhaps deliberating about how he will delicately manage the social perceptions of this unexpected turn in life, an angel comes to him in dreams. Reverend Geraghty continues, what I found most interesting is that the angel does not command Joseph. Instead, he simply says, do not be afraid. He essentially says, do not be afraid of social stigma. Do not be afraid of becoming a parent through adoption. Do not be afraid to experience a love greater than you have ever known. Do not be afraid to make the courageous choice, the one that will not only change your life, but the lives of Mary and Jesus and so many generations who will come after you. She says that in this image, I have captured Joseph in the liminal space where his dreams will soon shape his reality. He rests his head on a folded blanket, which represents the woven tapestry of his ancestors, who also made difficult choices for good. Gold interconnecting lines like roots of branches and trees of a family tree envelop him, symbolizing the beautiful web of regeneration that will come from his courage. And as we reflect on this Christmas story through Joseph's experience, may we too have the courage to choose a better way. So that was from the artist who created this piece. And what I love about these artistic pieces that are going along with their readings is they're helping me see the scriptures in a different way and a different emphasis. So especially coming out of a Catholic background, I've always had a very strong focus on Mary and Mary's song of praise, Mary's journey. And I haven't always given Joseph as much thought and attention. But what this artist reminds me of and reading the story and reflecting on it this year reminds me of is how Joseph also said yes. Joseph also was open to the will of God in his life. And I'm struck when I listen to this story about how difficult and challenging faith can be, even for someone who is upright and courageous. How much Joseph is trying, but the answer just doesn't come to him naturally. He needs a dream. He needs divine intervention to find the right way. So here is someone who's doing the best that they can, and it's not quite enough. But fortunately, God is not going to let him mess it up. When Joseph doesn't feel certain of the way forward, he is open to God's will and he is obedient and he finds the way. So as I think of Joseph and his dreams and his hopes, I wonder what Christmas would be like without Joseph, without those dreams, without those hopes, for the one named God with us. And I wonder who might we be quietly dismissing? And how can we live more fully into our mission to be a faith community sent by God to pursue God's hopes and dreams for the Southwest, DC, and the world? And I wonder, will we, like Joseph, live into those promises of God and be open to what happens next? To listen and hear in a whirlwind, in a whisper, in the voice of the beloved, I am here, you are loved, and you are saved. Amen.